Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks in for Joanne Krulatz. Three people were found dead in a New Lisbon home yesterday afternoon. The Juneau County Communications Center received a call regarding the three individuals who were found in the home. A person of interest in the investigation is being identified as Virgil G. Thu. Thu is 47 years old, a white male, weighing approximately 150 pounds and 5'10 in height. He was last seen wearing a dark-colored down coat and hat. Virgil Thu is currently wanted through Wisconsin probation and parole. He should be considered armed and dangerous. Law enforcement asks that if seen, do not confront or approach him. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is conducting an officer-involved critical incident investigation in the city of Madison that occurred last night. At approximately 8:20, officers with the Madison Police Department responded to a report of a vehicle theft at the Best Western on Anamark Drive. A foot chase ensued with an adult male suspect who was taken into custody, and EMS was requested to respond. EMS conducted an on-scene evaluation of the subject and cleared the subject for transport by local enforcement to the Dane County Jail. Upon arrival at the jail, the suspect was observed to be unresponsive. The suspect was transported to a local hospital where he remains. No weapons were discharged during the incident. Involved law enforcement officers will be placed on administrative leave per agency policy. DCI is leading the investigation and is assisted by a DCI crime response specialist. All involved law enforcement agencies are fully cooperating with DCI during this investigation. DCI is continuing to review evidence and determine the facts of this incident and will turn over the investigative reports to the Dane County District Attorney's Office when the investigation concludes. 2024 has had a little bit of everything when it comes to Wisconsin weather. UW-Madison professor of atmospheric and oceanic sciences, John Martin, said tornadoes were a big story, with the first ever recorded tornado in February. May and June were among the rainiest on record. May was the 10th wettest month of May for the whole state, and June was the 6th wettest on record. Our extremely wet May and June were followed by prolonged droughts. The statewide average temperature in 2024 was 31.4 degrees, roughly 12 degrees warmer than the average between 1991 and 2020. Health experts are warning Wisconsin residents that they expect to see a spike in respiratory viruses this winter. The state has already seen an elevated number of norovirus and whooping cough cases this year. But the flu rate has remained steady with last year's numbers, despite declining vaccination rates, and RSV cases are low, but starting to increase. Health officials say that especially after the holidays, respiratory viruses could see spikes after residents traveled to see friends and family while remaining mostly indoors. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is highlighting some of their new offerings from this past year, including $6 million in funding to provide free driver training courses to low-income students. DMV officials say the program helped nearly 10,000 students through the new Driver Education Grant program. The agency also updated thousands of driver records to include emergency contact information for authorities in cases of an accident and delivered nearly 170,000 hybrid or EV stickers for vehicles. The Wisconsin Counties Association is asking for significant funding to clear backlogs in the overburdened court system. Association officials are requesting a $70 million increase in the next biennial state budget, complaining that counties are spending significantly more themselves on the system than the state is. Amid the backlogs, county officials say they've had to pay for things like expansions in county jails to create more space. They also say the cost of projects like that eventually trickled down, forcing taxpayers to foot the bill. A Wisconsin Policy Forum report has found the average household income is not keeping up with the average price of a home. According to that report, the median sales price for a home in Wisconsin rose over 50% from about $173,000 to about $265,000 between 2017 and 2022. During the same period, the median household income only grew about 20% from just under $60,000 to just under $71,000, creating a home price to income ratio of 3.7. The Boscobel Area School District has two seats up for election this spring. The seats, currently held by Greg Luce and Jimmy Cuska, are board positions for 3 years, beginning Monday, April 28th of 2025, and expiring April of 2028. Both Luce and Cuska have filed notification of non-candidacy. By filing the notification of non-candidacy, Greg Luce and Jimmy Cuska have given advance notice that they do not intend to be a candidate for re-election in their school board office. Luce represents Area 3, which includes all of Boscobel School District's area north of the Wisconsin River in Crawford and Richland counties. Cuska represents Area 1, which includes the city of Boscobel. A qualified elector of the school district who wishes to become a candidate and have their name appear on the election ballot for any of the school board seats that will be contested at the 2025 spring election must file all necessary forms at the Boscobel District Office no later than 5 p.m. on Tuesday, January 7th. Additional information about the school board elections is available at the district's office. The spring election will be held on Tuesday, April 1st. If a primary is necessary, it will be held Tuesday, February 18th. This spring's Wisconsin Supreme Court election between former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel and liberal Dane County Judge Susan Crawdord is promising to be another high-spending contest for ideological control of the court. Wisconsin Watch is fact-checking the candidates, including Schimmel's claim that Crawford opposes the state's voter ID law. Is that true? Here's Tricia Young.
Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford has opposed the state's voter ID law, which took effect in 2016. Crawford, a lawyer in a lawsuit that challenged voter ID, suggested it would be, quote, acceptable, unquote, if voters could sign affidavits instead of showing ID. In 2018, she called the law, quote, draconian, unquote. UW-Madison estimated the law prevented 4,000 to 11,000 Milwaukee and Madison area voters in 2016. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Thank you, Tricia. It's a grim landscape for newspapers in the Badger State, and more people are getting inaccurate information. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Here in Wisconsin, one in five newspapers has shuttered in the last year. UW-Madison professor Robert Asen says the rise in social media as an information source and options like podcasts means people are increasingly getting news from biased or inaccurate sources. A recent review of radio talk shows in Wisconsin found those with the largest audiences and the most advertising are led by conservative hosts who aired the most misinformation.
Friend.
When you look at public discourse and you look at public figures and you see examples of a disregard for truth or disregard for verifying stories or disregard for fair and kind of accurate representations, I think that those practices encourage more of the same practice.
Wisconsin Democrats proposed a package of bills earlier this year aimed at strengthening local journalism and its workforce, including one that would offer a tax credit for local newspaper subscriptions, but it didn't pass in the state Senate. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Can you guess what the 2024 word of the year is? Savannah Tomei Olson knows.
The 2024 word of the year is polarization. Wonder why. The Merriam-Webster dictionary chose it because it describes the state of our country right now. Jessica Fizel is a political science professor. She says polarization is nothing new. We've been building to this for decades. In 2024, she says both Democrats and Republicans were tending toward extremes rather than the center.
The parties have really exploited the American public in this way to their advantage. People tend to vote out of fear and hatred more than they do out of support and joy. And I think the American public is tiring of this level of hostility.
Fizel believes polarization has become more common here because people don't interact with others who see things differently. That problem is exacerbated online by algorithms that show users content that supports their own views.
We've all said impossible New Year's resolutions to lose 50 pounds or give up sweets completely. Lakeland Care Plus Consulting's organizational impact coach Emily Wright says to make your goals achievable. But remember, Rome wasn't built in a day.
The goal, it's for a year. So like if we're 2 weeks in and we forgot what we wrote down, you know, on January 1st when we were totally pumped writing down our goals, that's okay. That's all right. That's where you can bring in self-compassion. Be like, this is something that's important to me and it's going to be a journey. So that's why the goal is cool to have. That like gives us direction to aim towards something. But having those baby steps, having the processes in place, because it's a journey.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue a permit for the incidental taking of a rare leafhopper, butterfly, and snail, which may result from the American Transmission Company Y-184 rebuild project in Grand County. Incidental take refers to the unintentional loss of individual endangered or threatened animals or plants that does not put the species' overall population at risk. ATC is proposing a full rebuild of the existing single-circuit transmission line between the Nelson Dewey substation in the village of Cassville and the Bloomington substation in the village of Bloomington. The project will include new shield wire and conductor installation and approximately 154 new monopole structures, all within the existing right-of-way. Construction scheduled to begin in March and be completed by December 2025, with restoration complete by summer 2026. The presence of the state endangered leafhopper and auto skipper butterfly, along with the state threatened wing snaggletooth snail, is confirmed in the vicinity of the project site. DNR staff determined that the proposed project may result in the incidental taking of some of these invertebrates. The DNR concluded that the proposed project is not likely to appreciably reduce the likelihood of the survival or recovery of the species within the state. The whole plant animal community, of which they are part of, or the habitat that is critical to their existence. Conservation measures to minimize the adverse effect on these threatened and endangered species will be incorporated into the proposed incidental take permit. Copies of the jeopardy assessment and background information on the leafhopper, auto skipper, and wing snaggletooth are available by visiting the DNR Incidental Take Public Notices webpage. The public's encouraged to submit written comments regarding project-related impacts to the leafhopper, auto skipper, and wing snaggletooth by January 10th. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has extended the public notice period for their broad incidental take notice on bat caves. According to a press release, the agency will now accept public comments on the notice through January 15th. The incidental take notice is related to the growing number of wind turbines throughout the state, which could put the rare bats at risk. DNR officials say the authorization includes conservation measures that have been shown to minimize the impact of the wind turbines on cave bats. The High Ground will host its annual Winter Veterans Retreat January 31st through February 2nd, along with a one-day ice fishing event on Saturday, February 1st. Veterans are encouraged to shake off the winter blues and discover a new appreciation for the colder season in the company of fellow veterans. The cold, shorter days of winter present challenges for many individuals, and even more so for veterans managing post-traumatic stress. This three-day retreat welcomes both male and female veterans to experience indoor and outdoor therapeutic recreational activities to put the enjoyment back into winter and to better help manage PTS. The scheduled retreat activities include ice fishing, snowshoeing, PTS growth workshops, art instruction, food, and camaraderie. Outdoor activities will be dependent on weather conditions. The retreat will take place at the High Ground and surrounding area. Lodging arrangements for veterans who are registered for the three-day retreat will be made for them at a local motel as part of the reservation. Retreat registration is required by January 17th. A $50 Save My Space fee is required, which will be reimbursed when attending the retreat. Veterans who are unable to attend the entire three-day retreat are invited to join the ice fishing event Saturday, February 1st. Registration for the ice fishing day is also required by January 17th. However, a Save My Space fee is not required. There is a limit on how many veterans can be accommodated who do not have their own equipment supplies, so early registration is encouraged. Veterans who are experienced at ice fishing and or who have their own equipment are still asked to register to get important information and for the event lunch planning. An important note, veterans will need to have a valid Wisconsin fishing license to participate in the ice fishing activity. To register for the three-day retreat or for the one-day ice fishing event, email Teresa at museum@thehighground.org. You can also call 715-743-4224 before January 17th. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection announced that the Retail Food Safety Advisory Committee recently transitioned into the Retail Food Safety Advisory Council. Made up of 20 members from across Wisconsin, the council will help promote a culture of food protection in the state with open communication between government and industry. The council will also provide recommendations to DATCAP on identifying opportunities to promote industry education, training, and consistency, as well as addressing emerging trends in food protection. DATCAP is accepting nominations for the RFSAC through February 1st. Seats representing the following categories are being sought for the council: Wisconsin Grocers Association representative, small retail food establishment, serving meals operator, small retail food establishment, not serving meals operator, convenience store operator with significant food service, and a meat establishment operator with a retail food service operation. Members of the RFSAC serve four-year terms, and the council meets quarterly for a total of four times per calendar year. Newly appointed members will start their term in early 2025. Nomination materials and more information on the council are available on DATCAP's website. If you haven't seen the Rotary Lights yet this year, tonight is your final chance. Don't miss the opportunity to see the hard work of all the volunteers come to light, along with all the trees in honor of and in memory of loved ones. Take a walk through the park tonight from 6 to 6:50, or drive through from 7 to 9. Admission's free, but the donation of a non-perishable food item for the Richland Community Food Pantry or a cash donation to help keep the light on each year will be appreciated.